only 28 of Florida's 67 counties offer prenatal care in the health department, so Florida health departments have been getting out of prenatal care and, frankly, direct patient care overall.
And so how long has this been going on? What caused it?
This has been going on for years, and there's a number of reasons. One is budget. Another is a shift to private companies running Medicaid in Florida. And finally, there's a shift in Florida Department of Health priorities as well.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the thinking is health departments really should only be providing care if there's absolutely no one else doing it. Rather, health departments should be focused on population health, things like flu vaccines and preventing STDs. And the thinking there is if something major like Ebola were to come to Florida, you want the health departments ready to handle that.
Can private doctors offer prenatal care better than health departments?
The Florida Department of Health says the majority of women who were getting care in county health departments are being seen by private doctors since the state privatized Medicaid, but many private doctors actually won't take Medicaid patients.
Let's look at the Jacksonville area then. Which county health departments offer prenatal care?
Duval and Flagler counties do, but Baker, Clay, Nassau, and St. John's do not.
So overall, what has been the impact of health departments getting out of prenatal care?
Well, I looked at 10 different healthcare stats across Florida, and what I found is that when a county drops prenatal care, you have more of those statistics getting worse. So, for example, fewer women are getting in to see a doctor in the first trimester in 11 out of the 12 counties that recently got out of it. And in one rural county, when the county health department stopped offering prenatal care, the rate of women giving birth without ever seeing a doctor more than doubled to the worst rate in Florida. So as one source put it to me, things are getting worse quicker in these areas, and there's a worry that we may start seeing things like infant mortality rates go up, but those statistics are a little bit touchier to track.
Abe Eberoya, Health News Florida reporter, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.